We are the leftover tasters from the previous sugya. Let us just refresh our memories and go over quickly the maisa, what happened with these ginoi. Hani ginoi dovi krushmina bahadi adodi. They were gardeners, balagina meichayerek, and they seemed they were shutzim, and they made a cheshbin together, how much each one was supposed to get. And posh, chamesh istri zuzi gabish had minai. Now one of them found they had an extra 2.5 dinar. So that really belonged to the other shutzim. Omri lei, so they told him, yevinu melei lemori are. So these 2.5 dinrin you should give over to the owner of the karke, betaske, that's the bach skills, so that means there was a certain fees that they owe him. Ba'apri moriyare. And this was said when the Baal HaKarka was standing there. V'kono mine. And then they made a kinyan chalitin also. And he's mechuyev to pay these 2.5 dinrim to the Baal HaKarka. So there were 2 kinyanim over here. There's a kinyan of Maimet Shloshten. There's a kinyan of Chalipin. That this person who has in his possession the extra 2.5 dinrim, he's mechuyev to pay it up to the Baal HaKarka. Ozal Ovad Chushmane Bein Dilei L'Nafshi. Later he made over the Cheshbin. And he realized Leposhka Bei V'Lei Midi. That means he had not, there wasn't any extra money by him. So he didn't owe them anything. So Mamele felt he doesn't owe them anything, so why should he take from his money 2.5 dinrim to pay up the Baal HaKarka? Why should he pay up the Baal HaKarka if he owes them? So they wanted that they owed the Baal HaKarka money, so they wanted that these 2.5 dinrim, which they just acquired, he should pay up the Baal HaKarka. But now he found out that he made a cheshbin, there's no extra 2.5 dinrim that he owes them, so why should he give from his own money 2.5 dinrim to the Baal HaKarka? Also, lekamei de Rav Nachman, he came to Rav Nachman, and he told Rav Nachman, I don't want to give the 2.5 dinrim to the Baal HaKarka. So Rav Nachman misunderstood him. Rav Nachman held that even though there was kinyonim made, he changed his mind. So Rav Nachman told him, Omalei Ma'eved Loch, I can't do anything for you, I'm sorry. Chode, Doma Rapuna, Oma Rav, there's a kinyan of my Mishloshten. Boy, Takonomi Noch, there was a kinyan Chalipin also. Bechayre, they gave him a Suda, and for that Suda, he was Mishabed himself to pay the Baal HaKarka. Omalei Rove, so Rove asked Rav Nachman, Oto Hai Mikomalo Yavine, but he say he doesn't want to give him the lek gaboy come. He's saying something else, that I don't owe them any money. So I don't owe them any money, so the whole thing is a kinyan, is a kinyan betoys. On Malay, a man said, oh, that's the story. You can't kinyan betoys, so b'chol kinyan betoys chayza. Since it's a kinyan betoys, it can be chayza. So the obligation was only made under the assumption that I have extra money, if it's a toy, so the obligation is a kinyan betoys, z'yachal arzabay. Now let us see Taisvitz. V'loi posh gabei v'loi midi. Peyush habei nechananel, v'chein gabei nutam. Sh'hoyu balei dinim moidim loy. Now Taisvitz, the Rabbi Nechananel ben Atam are saying a big yesod. How do we know that this is true? That Taka, he made a toys the first time. So the Ben Hanan, the Ben Atam say one of two cases. Case number one, that the Shutfim, who he owed the money, came over to him and they were mighty. You're right. I mean, it can't be that you have extra money because, so they're mighty to him that you don't owe us any money. And he's saying, I don't owe you money. So Mamela, there's no question in this that he doesn't owe them money. They were made. Oy, hoyo hadovo yodua be'edus brure. Or Taisvitz says, it was, there was Eidus that were able to be Mevara that he didn't have any extra money. Leiposhka bei midi. Period. So the Rabbeinu Tam, the Rabbeinu Hananel, made an Akimtan Agamore. That what Agamore says, Agamore seems to be saying, the Seif Ozalov at Chushim the Bein Delay Lenafshid, he himself made a Cheshbon, and he figured out he doesn't owe them money. So the Rabbeinu Tam says, not even he figured out. He says he doesn't owe them money, I'm sorry. That you were made before, that you did owe them money. So now you say you don't owe money, you're not believed. So our Gemara is speaking about one of two cases. Either they themselves are moide, that he doesn't owe them money, the other ginoy are moide, or there's Edim that say close, that he doesn't have any extra money by him. Now, he is not nemon to say, I made a mistake. You need either their heido or either. So Taisvis asks, Afal gav de islay migu. Why do you need either? He has a migu. The boy omar chozarti uporati. If he wants, he could have said chozarti uporati. That means like this, that he comes over to them and he says, Raboisa, you know, I don't owe you any money. So they says, we don't believe you. So he says, look, I have a migo. You know what I could have said? I could have said, I paid up to Moriyare. It's a milval pe. A milval pe, I mean, a person is nemo to taina parati. If I would say, I paid up. So what would be the din? So finished. So he can't mon. I say, I paid up. And he couldn't mon from you either. So I could have said, chozalti your parati. And then I'd be potter from you. I'll tell you the balakalk is a liar. And it would be shalom a Yisrael. But I'm coming to tell you that's not, so I have a migo. I could have said chazalti or parati. But instead of doing that, I'm telling you I made a choice. When I talk about madrega, I say I made a choice. So memele, the people to the amayda that to make those. So al kaponim say I have a migo. So Taisva says we don't say migo. That's from the Rabbeinu Tam, the Rabbeinu Hananel, we see we do not say migo. We do not say migo. So let us, yeah. And then Taisva brings a raya, you don't say migo. The Gemara says in Shuas as follows. Moneli biyotcha. A malve comes over to a loiv and he says, no, I lent you a money. Omalei hen, yeah, that's right, sure, you lent me a money. So gewaldig. Lamocha omalei, the next day comes over to him. Tneili, I lent you money, now pay me up. So the Gemara says like this. Imo mal nisati vloch pot. He says, what do you mean pay up? I paid you up. 2 hours ago I paid you up. What do you mean I should pay you up twice? So if he says nisati vloch pot. So he's pot. Amayitz mechaber olo varaya. I paid you up. Ein lecho biyodi. What if he says, I don't owe you any money. I paid you up. I don't owe you any money. Chayef, then he's chayef to pay. And before his time per kam the Baba Basra, b'shum d'chaloyim alei lavisi, kayim alei parati domi. That means like this. If he says, ein lecha biyodi, so I'm saying now that I didn't borrow. Now, I didn't borrow. Yesterday it was a dos, but then I did borrow. So memele, so I'm not nemon kenegad a dos, but then of yesterday. So memele, and maybe I paid up. So I'm potter, if I said I didn't borrow, so I'm moidek law, I didn't pay up. Because a person who doesn't borrow doesn't pay up. So memele, the next day that I said, ein lecha biyodi, which means I never borrowed from you. So memele, so he's mechuyif to pay. Because that what he said, you didn't borrow, you're not nemon. Yesterday there was a dos, but then you did borrow. And memele, and declare, maybe you paid up. I know you didn't pay up.
Then
what eilecha biyodi means, I never borrowed from you. I told you yesterday I borrowed from you. I made a mistake, Taka. I thought I borrowed from you. And then I made a cheshbon. I didn't borrow from you. So why is eilecha biyodi not nemo? So
So Tosfos asks, so that Gemara is also Shver. When he says, Ein lecha biyodi, I don't owe you, why isn't he Nemon with a migu that they could have said Porati? Is mashme the bimigu lemehem aloy mashato. So we see from this, they said that what Tosfos brought a raya first from the Rabbeinu Tam. Then Tosfos brings a raya from the Gemara and Shavuos that a person is not Nemon to Taina Taisi with a migu of Porati. That's what Tosfos says. Now, I'd just like to mention a few things. First, what is Pshat in Tosfos? I mean, l'chayre, if a person has a migu, he's tainin taisi, and he has a migu. If he was a liar, he could have tainin parati. So why don't you believe? So I saw two mahalchim that explain why he's not nemo. The Tosfos HaRosh says as follows. The ein derech lohaydois at she yechaven cheshbayna yofe. A person is not moide an chiyuv before he thinks it over carefully. The Ran says by Ostavle kimigu b'mokim eidim. The Eloi de Dayik Meikore Lehavim Mishabed Nafshe Lemore Arem. That means, the Ran says, that means, you want me to believe something that's observed. That means, a person say, yesterday you said you counted it over and you were machayiv yourself and you're gonna pay and all of a sudden today, oh, I made a mistake. Whose leg are you pulling? So this is like a non-sadi. People don't do this. If you were mighty yesterday, Mr. Tom, you made a good cheshbon yesterday. Yesterday you were elders. Today you decided to say a lie. So al kaponim, it's a non-sadi that saying against your amigo. That means you want me to believe you made a mistake yesterday. You were made haphazardly without really thinking. People don't do such things. So to make me believe something that's absurd, that people don't do, amigo is an emo. That's called amigo b'mokim a non-sadi. That's one mahalos. I saw the Nachlas Moshe, the Kovitz Biurim, that say a different mahalos. They say, not it's amigu b'mokim anan sadi, it's amigu b'mokim haidoas baldin. That means as follows. Yesterday you said that you owed him the 2.5 dinrim, as he said yesterday. We have a klal, haidoas baldin, kemeya edim domi. Today you're saying you don't owe him. So you're saying connected may aidim. I does baldin ki may aidim dummy. That's how they say pshat. So we have two mahalchim. The first mahalch of the Tosfos HaRosh and the Ran is not it's I does baldin, it's migu connected I does baldin. You want me to believe that you were careless and reckless yesterday with your hido. People don't do such things, so it's amiga b'mokim anan sadi. And the Nachlas Moshe and Rabbi Chanan say pshat that it's amiga b'mokim edim. It's amiga b'mokim edos baldin. Edos baldin kemeya edim dog. So I have one problem here. According to Rabbi Chanan, so if this is called, so it's a pshat is like this. I have edos baldin that he owes him the money. So how do we know Taka that he made a tois? So Tosfos said, one mahalach, ayadova yadua be'edis brura leposhka be'evalei midi. So l'chayre, edim keneged eidos baldin is nemo. If this is called eidos baldin, it means yesterday you were made your own money, so what is pshat that edim say that he doesn't owe, that he made a mistake? If it's called Eidos Baldin, so how is Eidim Nema? That's a ha'ora I have on the second shot, which I don't know. One more ha'ora, which Baruch Hashem I found, the Shach is Ma'ira de Sa'ore. the whole kasha of Tosfos, Tosfos says he has amigo. Instead of saying, I made a tois, which he's making a fool out of himself, he could have said, I paid up the Moriyare, and the Moriyare couldn't mom. So Mamele, he has amigo. L'chayre, this is amigo de hoze. That means, to say I made a tois, so no one knows if he's telling the truth or not. I said I made a tois, I finished. By saying, I paid up the Moriyare knows I'm a liar. I'm saying a sheker in his face. So look at me in his face, and it's a gvaldika hos, it's a gvaldika chutzpah. He knows I'm saying a lie. So if I'm saying a lie, the lie of Toisi is a much more convenient lie than the lie of Parati Moriyare. So we have a klal by migu that it's a migu the hos you don't say, according to other poiskim. So this I found, Baruch Hashem, the Shach is Ma'ira this. Simen Pe'alev Sivkot Nuntes, and the Psi says, Allah, we hold, it seems, Amigu Dahoze, we do say, I think that's what he means to say. Okay, now we'll go to the next sugya. Zogt the Gemara weiter. Itma, Hoylech Mone Leploini, Shani Chayev Loi. Now we have here a loive that goes over to someone and says, take this money to the malve. Shani chayev loy. I owe him a money. Omar Rav. Now Rav said, Amirah de Kechidish. Chayev ba'achi yusay. If this money, the shliach is taking the money, if this money will get lost, so the loive is chayev bach yusa. He has to give another money. That means he is not, his obligation does not cease by saying hoylech money leplayni. If something happens to the money, he's chayev bach chayes. V'im bolachzer einei chayzer. But if he wants to change his mind, so someone tells him, you know, you did a very, wasn't a wise action that you had done. That means you gave him, and if something happens, so you have to pay again. Take back the money, and we'll see. You'll pay up a different oifen. No, it's too late. He can't take back the money, and he's chayu b'chayis. Ushmuel oma, and Shmuel said, mitoich shechayu b'chayusay, since he's chayu b'chayis, im bo lachzer chayisay. So, if he wants to be chayzer, he could be chayzer. Leime boho kemiflegi. So the moment to say, what is the machlekes Rav Shmuel? The marsava hoylech kischi domi. That Rav holds hoylech kischi. So memele, when I gave the money to the person, it's kilo I said, be zeiche the money for the malve. And he was zeiche the money. Omar Sava Hoylech Lavkeshi Domi. And Shmuel holds Hoylech Lavkeshi. Hoylech means deliver the money to the Malve. Not Bizoicha the money. I told you deliver and I'm telling you give me back the money. That's the Machloikes Rav Shmuel. So the Gemara says Loi. No, that's not Pshat. The Kul Alma Hoylech Keshi Domi. Everyone holds, let's say, by a matona, Rashi says, if I say hoylech, I mean tzchi, bizoichefem. Ba'oche ba'oche, kamiflegi. Mar sova, rab holds, lo yamrine migu. We don't say, migu dechayev b'chayusoy in bolach zechayzer. I don't say, since he's chay b'chayis, he can be chayzer, from what he said. Umar sova, he could be chayzer. Ma'asov amrin amigu. And Shmuel holds you do say migu. Now, before we go further, let us see Rashi, and then let's try to elaborate what the yisod of this sugya is. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, chayiv ha-mishalach hazeh. Ba'chiyusoy, the mishalach, who's the loive, is chay ba'chayiv, im ye'onsu, if the money will be nenas from the shliach, an einus will occur, and he'll lose the money. So the din is, Yischai b'chayis, he has to pay over again. The imbolachze, v'loima, if he wants to be chayse, v'loima hachzirem li, give me back the money, shema ye'onsu mimcha, maybe it'll be nenas from you, baderech, so give me back the money, eini chayse, can't be chayse. Rav sova oilech keschidami, Hilkach eini chayse, he can't be chayse. Umi yuchay vachay yusoy, shahamalve loitzi vo lemoyshu lozeh. The malve never told him, give it to this person, so yuchay vachayis. Hachi garsine, the kulal mahoylech keschi domi, kloyme baalme hoylech keschi domi, olo vahoylech keschi, vim hoyu bimatone deleka achayis, it will be a matone, there's no achayis, moidishmu deine chayse, Shmuel Solom Rine Migo Mitek Shachayev Bachayis in Bolachze Chayis. Now, let us first understand, we have Rav said a very difficult concept to understand. What did Rav say? Rav said that I owe a loiva owes money to a malve, and the loiva goes over to a person and says, Hoylech mona lepleini. So Rav says, Hoylech means schi. Hoylech is a tight schi. Bizeiche the money for Pliny. No, the minute he says, Bizeiche the money for Pliny, so Pliny is eichen the money. So the money now, this money that was given for the malva belongs now to who? It belongs to the malva. It's the malva's money. No problem. Then Rav said another thing. So this person who's delivering the malva his money, it was stolen from this person. It was nenas from this person. So what would we say? Well, it's the loive paid up his chayv. The malva was eichin the money already. Now it got stolen. So who should suffer? The malva should suffer. Your money got stolen. Not my money. It's your money. No, Rav said the loive is chayv b'chayis. So this is a very difficult concept to understand. It's the malva's money, and I'm a chuyiv to pay. If your money got lost, I'm a chuyiv to pay. So we have to understand how does this work. So the Rosh in Simen Yud Gimel, he explains our Gemara. He has a kasha on the Rif, but let's not go into the kasha. But the Rosh says like this. These are three lines from the bottom. This is on page 186, Mustama and the Dafi Harosh. It's Simen Yud Gimel, three lines from the bottom. So the Rosh says as follows. The Hosam Nami, it's the end of the third line from the bottom. So the Rosh says, "Umashe viraya mahilech mona lepleini lav rayu." The drift for the ray. The hosam nami over there zoche hamalve beguf hamone. The malve was zeche in the mone. Keilu ba liyadoi. Okay, got it already. Dischiya mitam shliches. So it's a schus. Now become my money like this, like this. I didn't have any money. Milva leitzon, no. I didn't possess a money. I lent it to the loive. Now this money is going to become mine. So memele, so that's a schus. Zochen l'odom shaloi befonov. It's my money. Avo. Lischayev ba'achayev. So now, but that, since it's my money, so I should be the malve should be chayev ba'achayev. No, it's your money. So your money got stolen. Shu'u chayvas ha'malve, that's a chayv. It should be my money that I should be chayev ba'achayev. Lo'y nasa shluchay. Then he doesn't become a shliach. For that he didn't become a shliach. So, we have a little light. That means the Rosh is telling us there's two shailas. There's a shaila who the money belongs to, And then we say, Zochel Olam Shloim Befonov. There's a shaila, who will have achayis on the money? Well, it's achayis for me, the malva, that I should have achayis, and that we don't say Zochel Olam Shloim Befonov. But the concept is shver. But if it's the malva, so automatic. All you need is that. You don't need more than that. If it's the malva's money, the chayv got paid up. So whatever. So it's a chayv. You don't need a new schiyah on kabbalas achayis. That's automatic. If it's your money, so if it got lost, your money got lost. What is pshat and darosh? So, Emerson, there is a Tosfos in Baba Kama, Daf Kuf Dalet Amud Aleph, which explains as follows. In this Tosfos, let us just say what Tosfos is medame this to a Gemara in Baba Kama, Daf Kuf Yud Aleph. And then when we'll understand the Gemara, we'll understand a little bit our Gemara. The Gemara says in Daf Kuf Yud Aleph in Baba Kama, let's make a nice scenario. Reuven lent Shimon $100. Right? He has to pay up. Then, Reuven and Shimon, they're both, walking in Harlem. And all of a sudden they're surrounded by 100 Puerto Ricans and the Schwarzes. So Shimon is very smart. Takes out $100 bill from his pocket. Reuven, here's the chayv, paid up. Good luck. Then the Schwarzer comes to him. Don't have any money. So the din is that the Gemara says that if a malve es chaveirei biyishuv al yifra'eyu b'midbar. I'm very sorry. That's not called paying up. To pay up when I'm surrounded with 100 Schwarzes, that's not called paying up. The chayv was not paid up. I'm very sorry. Peroin ha-chayv has to consider it being paid up. It has to be paid the way I had it before I didn't, I lent it to you, be Yishuv, you have to give it back to me, be Yishuv. Kozman, I don't get it, it's not paid. It's Kozman, you're not doing that, I'm not getting paid up. So over here we're saying, that's right, the money became mine. That's 100% right. Zochin la'odam shalei b'fonov, the malva possesses the money. But this is not considered you paid up your chayim. Not finished. That means your obligation is not only to make the money mine. Your obligation is to see that I'll get the money safely. If the shlich is going on a derech, and there's oimsei a derech, and there's a sakon, I'm sorry, that's not called paid up. You didn't. You're obligated to see that I should get it the way I possessed it before the halvo. Giving it to the shliach, and the shlich is in the sakonas a derech, is not called paying up. So whatever is l'toivasi, we'll say zochen l'adam shalei b'fonav. It's a schus take, that it should be mine. You want to change your mind, you want the money back. You can't take the money back, I'm sorry. It's a schus, and zochen l'adam, you said eilich means eilich is kischi. So you said that what it should be zoiche, and it's a schus for me, that the money should not become mine, it should not be yours anymore. So on that schus, we say, Zochel Adam Shloi Befonov. But it is not a schus for me that it should be considered that I got it, that I was nifra, that the chayv was paid up. That's not a schus for me. It's not a schus to say that since this shliach got it, schiyah mitam shlichus, so just like you got it, you were paid up already. No, this is not a schus for me. So it's not a schus for me, so I'm sorry. Legabi hilchus peroi. Even though the money is mine, in Kenyan it's mine, I can be Mekadish Anisha, I can be Magdish it, but this is not called Peroin, it's not called paid up. It's not called paid up till it will come into my Rishus. That, L'chayre, is Pshat and Rav. That's Pshat and Rav. Rav said, I'm Meir D'Kazach. Now, I had a problem, so far I can understand if the Meduba would be that, the labor wants back the money. He wants back the money. And so then we'll say, listen, the malva was eicher the money. You can't take back the money. It's the malva's money. This we understand very well. But Rashi said something a little different. Rashi said, Vimbo lachzer, he wants to be chayzer, v'loima hachzirem li, give me back the money, sheme ye onsu mimcha, paderech. So Rashi seems to say, not that he wants, just give me back the money. I don't know if Rashi means that give it back. I should become mine again. I don't know. Azirim, they give it back to me. Shema yeyonso mimcha baderech. Maybe it will be stolen for you, taken away from you. Einei chayzer. I mean, l'chayre, let us understand, but I think Rashi means this, that if the Levi says, he was a very nice person. Let's understand what happened over here. The Levi said, hoylech mona l'playni. The Rabbi Zalman said, hoylech keschi by chayv. He wants a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah l'froya chayv. It's a mitzvah priyas b'chayv mitzvah. It's 2 minutes before Rosh Hashanah, chveis, and my men zuchtach mitzvahs. Hoylech mona l'playni. Boom, I got another mitzvah. Priyas b'chayv mitzvah. Zuchtach Rabbi Zalman, he was Makkah, if it won't get stolen, you're Makayim now, Priyas Bachayim. He paid him up. He was zeichin the money. If it gets stolen, then if it doesn't get stolen, you paid him up now. Then all of a sudden someone told him, Baruch Hashem, I did a mitzvah. Shema mitzvah le'yedah davaro. Then someone tells him, you know, but if something's going to happen with it, you're going to have to pay again. Wait, Shema Shemaim. Give me back the money. So if he wants to get back the money, but he says, I won't touch this money. It's the Malva's money. I won't touch it, but I'll put in my safe to vial. Not to give it to you. I mean, I'm going to have to pay double. So give me back the money. L'chayre Rashi seems to be saying that in such a case also. Not that he wants back the money because he wants the money for himself. He wants back the money, she shouldn't have to pay double. So l'chayre, why is this a stira to hoylech kischi? It's the Malva's money, but the Malva's money has to be by the Shliach, where it's all to get lost. Give me back the Malva's money. I didn't understand this too well. So I saw in the Sma says that, Sheshus le Malve sheteitze miyad yode shaloive. This is also a schus. For the Malva, it should be out of the Leiva's hands. For whatever the reason is, if the Leiva will get short on care, oh no, it's a schus to get out of his hands. So Memela so seems so legabi this is also the din of 10 keschi. That means legabi every nekude, which is a schus for the Malva, we say, Zochin Ladam Shloi Befonov, he got it, it's in his reshus already, you can't take it back, that's a din, it belongs to. When it comes to chayis, that's not a schus anymore. To say kilu, he got paid up already, and it's called a good peroi, that's not a schus, and that we say in chovin lo demelo b'fon. That is what Rav holds. That's the svar of Rav, and Rav is a moiridik svar. What does Shmuel hold? Shmuel is saying just one thing. Shmuel is saying, all the time, hoylich is kischi. Right? When the person says hoylich, Rashi says, by matone, let it be zeicher right away. I want you should have it right away. But by choy, mitoich shechayim b'chayusos, he's a fool. So that means he's giving it to Yenna, and by giving it to Yenna and saying schi, so his hands are tied, he can't get it back, and it'll be mechuyim b'chayis. So Shmuel said, over here, we don't say hoylech kischi. Because since he'll suffer from hoylech kischi, so here we don't say hoylech kischi. And Rav says, no, it's two different things. Hoylech is kischi, he'll suffer, but this is not mafkiya hoylech kischi. This is the machloikis Rav Shmuel. Yeah, and first the Gemara wanted to say that Shmuel holds all over hoylech lav kischi, then the Gemara says, no, all over yol hoylech kischi, dafki here is different mitzvah shechai b'chayusa. Let us see Tosfos. Lomar sova hoylech lav kischi domi. Shmuel holds hoylech lav kischi. V'hashti sova. So this does not make sense with the words that Shmuel said. Shmuel said different words. Mitzvah shechai b'chayusim bolachzarei nechayza. That doesn't sound like hoylech lav kischi. That sounds like the maskana sagamot. V'hashti sova shoyse tam shem Shmuel mitzvah shechai b'chayusim chayza lo ikir tamu. This is not the real time of Shmuel. Shmuel means Hoylech Lav Kischi. Chegav na'ashkechon v'hidah lekech yaimi bein akusim. The mikol boi lemeim at the time of Rabbi Yudah mishum deles leibreire. Afo gam dektoni omru lei l'Rab Meir yata moide shem v'yibok anoid v'chahina rabbis. That means the Gemara wanted to say that Rabbi Yudah have later this Gemara. that the time of Rabbi Yehuda holds in prayer, and then even though Rabbi Yehuda said a different lashon, maybe the night will break, and that's why we can't rely on the Hafrosh of Erev Shabbos. Okay, so Taisha says a lot of times the lashon what one says is you don't have to be medayik. It's lav davka. Loi de kulam ma'ilach keschi pesh pekuntres umhoye b'matone v'lekachayis ma'idishmul deinachoyza, because ha'ilach is all the time keschi besides halvo deinire de ma'matone ein ha'ilach keschi kedefrishis la'vashitas ha'teisvis is ma'matone. You don't say ha'ilach keschi. I don't say that he wants you should be zoicher right away. When they say ha'ilach matone, it means when you'll get it, you'll get it. It's a brentnish and you should be zoicher right away. Ela yeshleima, when the Shmuel hold heilach keschi, shepotrei malve min achayis. In such a case, if the malve told him, that means, you know, as soon as he tells the loive, as soon as you give it to anyone to be zeicher for me, you are potter for machayis, then heilach keschi. I beget shicho, may the Shmuel day nechayza, because heilach keschi, if get shicho is a schus. So we have a machlekes Rav Shmuel. Zok the Gemara. Tanya kevosi the Rav. We have a baraisa like Rav. Hoylech mona leploini shani chayev loy. 10 mona leploini shani chayev loy. That's case number one. Hoylech mona leploini pekodin shiesh lebiodi. Case number two. That a nifkar had a pekodin, and he says, take this pekodin to Pliny. 10 mona la Pliny pekodin sheyesh lei biyodi. Here we're saying, heilach 10 to the same thing. Chayev ba'achri yusay, is chayev ba'chayis. Vim bo lavzer, ein ne chayzer. If he wants to be chayzer, he can't be chayzer. So we have here in this paraisa exactly what Rab had said. That heilach in 10 is kischi, and he was zeich already in the halvo, he was zeich in the pekodin, and he's chayev achayis. It's not called ashavas ha-pekodin, it's not called piroi nachoyiv, he's chayev achayis till he gets it. Now, let me just mention one ha'ore, which be'etzim Rabbi Ober mentions. I mean, what is the schi by pekodin? Bishloime by halvo, we understand the concept of schi. It's the life is money. I give it to someone else, be zeiche for the malve. So the malve zeiche in the money. He's zeiche in the money. Masha enkein by a pekodin, so between you and me, the pekodin belongs to the mafkid already, before the... So what's the schi by pekodin? What is Prat? He's zeiche in the pekodin. So Barber brings down that a nifkat has certain rights in a pekodin. You give me a pekodin, I'm permitted to hold it till you come to take it back. That is a right. If he sends a shliach, I'm not mechuyif to give it then. I'm allowed to hold it. So I have certain bailes, certain schusim in the pekodim, that I'm not mechuyif to give it, take it out of my reshus till you come. Someone else, you send someone else, I'm not mechuyif to give it to you. I have a right to hold it till the mafkid comes. So memele, when I say zechi bepekodim zeh, so the shliach is being zeiche from me, my right. But I had a right to keep it by me till the mafkid comes. No, he's zeichin this for the mafkid. That means I can't take it back now. I lost my right. That's by pekodin, and that's by chayt. Frag the Gemara. Leima lei. Let the nifkat say, ein ritzoynei she pigdoynei biyadachem. There's such a concept that if a person, we have Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven had a pekodin, he gave it to Shimon. So, Shimon's pekodin. Shimon has no right to give it to Levi. Because he gave me the pekodin, ein ritzoyne she pekdoyne biyadachem. Me, he knows, he trusts, the nifkat has no right to give it to someone else. Ein ritzoyne she pekdoyne biyadachem. If it's ein ritzoyne she pekdoyne biyadachem, so memele, that what I did, I nifkat, I gave it to someone else to be zeiche, I'm doing something which is not his rotz. That means I say, you should be zeiche, you should take it away from me, it should be by you, I can't take it away from you. So who says this is a schus for the mafkid? The mafkid is very unhappy that someone else has his pekodin. So it's not a schus. The mafkid would have been much happier if it remained by me. So memela. So here you shouldn't say zochen la'adam shaloi before the. No, this person took it. It's by him already. The yuzeicher for the malve that we won't give it back to you. It was taken out of your rishus. That's not a schus. That's a chay for him. It's better that it should be by me than it should be by the middle person. So let's say in chovin la'adam ela b'fonav. So why can't you be chayze by pikod? That's the gemara's kasha. We're speaking about this nifkad was very far from a lamed vov tzaddik. This nifkad already had a criminal record. That means he had given him the pekodin, and when the mafkid came to him for the pekodin, he says, "I'm sorry, you never gave me anything." So he was left to Bezdin. There was Adim. Oh, it was later he has the pekodin already. But the mafkid is itching to get it out of his possession. This person is not an honest person whatsoever. So here we won't say, oh, alavai, let's get so. And the minute you said, heilach, in heilach yeschi, that's heilach hazach and l'adam godlam yizeh. Let us see Rashi. So Tash Eilich Ten, play me echen me kol Hashem is halol. Lay me lay hay me shalach ein retzoyne shal mafkid. She pigdoyne bi yadach, da kaim alon, 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 she bekimen ein retzoyne. Ich stak ich doch hei buloi, wein chom lo yella befana, wa mayne chayza. Hay lav schiyu, this is dan eschus. She rusak me shalach ze kafra be pekodin. Danan tzadi de nechalei labaylov she yeitze mitachas yodai. The Baal will be very happy that it gets out of his rishus, so it's a schus to get it out of his rishus. Zog the Gemara weiter. Rav Sheishes havalei ashrese de salbali bimachuse. Rav Sheishes had an ashrese de salbali. Salbali are coats. Now, Asher said, there's a machlokes harishonim, and we'll say over the Chasam Sofer, they want to say it's two lishonos in the Gemara. Rashi learns Asher means that he had given coats to retailers in Mechuze, and they didn't pay him. He gave them on credit. So Asher means they owed him money, and he wanted they should pay up now the chayv. He had given them 2 months ago the coats, and somebody sold the coats. He wants them to pay up for the chayv, for the coats. That's one pshat. He wanted money for the coats. Another pshat, the Oruch says, Ashkes of the Salbali means as a chavilois of coats. That means he had given pikdainis of coats to Mechuzah, and he wanted to get back the coats. So we have here 2 mahalchim. Either he wanted to get back the payment for the coats, ashkusa means a chayiv, or he wanted to get back the coats, and there was a pikot, two mahalch, we'll see. Amalei l'Rav Yosef b'achom. Now, so Rav Sheishes wanted to get back what belongs to him. Bahadi da'os is, I see the nele. You're going there to Mechuzah, so please, when you come back, bring me either the money or the coats. Ozal, he came. Yavinu lei, they gave him. No, Baruch Hashem, they gave him the money, they gave him the coats. Omri lei, after they gave him, nikni minoch. I want to make a ma'aseh kinyan with you, Rabbi Yosef. Now, if something happens with it, I want that you should pay. You should be mekabel achayis, that if something happens with it, you should pay. Omalu, and okay, no problem. No problem. So everyone is very happy already. L'sayf ishtametlu. At the end came out, he avoided them. He took the first train out, and they were waiting to make the kinyan with him. He never made a kinyan. He left Mechuzah as fast as he could, and he never made a kinyan with them, and he came back with the coats with the money. Ki otnu, psashtikul chil Hashem, psashtikul Rabbi Yosef, psazay. Ki osa legabe, when he came back to Rav Sheishes, omalei, shapir of this, he did a very smart thing. Bloi shovis navshach eved loi vili ishmalta. So the Chasam Sofer and the Chasam Sofer say pshat, that this is this lotion holds like the yoles. He's, that the lemaise, he brought back the coats. He brought back the coats, the pekodin. So, So Rav Sheshes told him, you did a very smart thing. You should be mechayiv yourself to pay. You should be mechayiv yourself to pay the chayis of the coats. Why should you do such a thing? You're not mechuyiv to do such a thing. Some they wanted it. They wanted it. You did a very smart thing. So they're demanding from you something which you shouldn't have been mekabeling yourself. You don't have to be mekabeling. You see, you did a good thing. That's lishnachine, shape of this, eved loive leishmalte. The second lashon of Chasam Sofer says is, that's speaking about Asher says achayv. So they owe me money. So eved loive leishmalte, they're mechuyiv in achayis. So memela, why should you take over their chiyuv? They eved loive leishmalte, it's mutal on them. It's mutal on them to make sure that I get back the money. So Memela, why should you be Mekabel Achayis from the money? So Memela, Eved Levi Yishmael was going on the B'nai Mechuzah. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, Sarboli Kot Belaz, Ashrase HaKofet, Shenosan Sarbolim Bashvoi, he gave coats on credit, Losses Leihar Mois Lezman Kavur, that they should eventually pay him up in a certain Zman. Nikne Minoch, Unse Deuche, that you should pay, if an illness happens, you should pay. And therefore, if you'll pay the misnesi minoch leilahed el atayvans, you want money from us, you're going to pay up the illness haderech. Amlu ein kenese shaper avadeta shloi shibadeta atzmacha al chinam. Why should you do such a thing? V'tiye eved, you'll become an. Why should you make yourself an eved? Lach lishnegor shaper avadeta. That you are mishtamet, you avoided them. Lefi shehein loivin, they're loivin. Va'avodim li laviyo li ba'achi yusin. Forget, they're loivin. It's their responsibility. Eved loivin lishmalve. So why should you take over their responsibility?
Now, let us see Tosfos. Now, just let's say a sod, which will avoid a lot of problems. The Chasam Sofer and others want to say that this Tosfos is going, the Chasam Sofer said that the Gemara had two Lashonis. The first Lashon held like the Och, that is speaking about a Pekodin. And the second Lashon held like Rashi, that it's speaking about a Haldor. That's why in the second Loshen, like the Maram Shif Mutshetzich, according to the Orech, what's shot in the second Loshen, Eved Loivel Ishmalba, there's no Halvor here, this was a Pekodin. So the Chasam Sofer wants to say, because these are the two Loshenis in the Gemara. The first Loshen held as speaking about a Pekodin. The second Loshen held as speaking about a Halvor. In our Taishus is going according to the first Loshen. Now we'll understand everything. L'soif ishtamet lohu, he avoided them. Mashme de bedin lehoyu yecholim lechoyfe lahachzer. That means that they were unable to force him to give back the coats. No, they wanted that he should be mekabel achayis. And he avoided it. But it would seem that they couldn't force, if, like Tosfos held, if they could force him to give back the coats, so Memele, so that would be an avle by running away. I mean, they want back the coats? Afogav dloy huchsuku kafronim. They're not huchsuku kafronim. So Memele, the Gemara said before, that by Pekodin, the whole din of Zochin la'odom, that you can't mourn it back is only if the nifkad was a hursa kafrim. So then we could say, no, it's a schus, it should remain by the middle person. But that's if he's hursa kafrim. Aloy hursiku kafronim, there's no sabakel. So then there's a svore, hein yitzayni shepigdayni biyadacha. So it's not a schus, it should remain by the middle person, by the slips yet. So Taisu says, Aine Mishum, but over here the Emes Hoyeshu Shluchai, because over here, Take, there's no Ein Ritzayne.
The Gemara before we're speaking about by Pekodin, that the Nifkad went over to a strange person and he gave him, he said, Hoylich Pekodin Zela Pleini. So there we have, we encounter the problem, so Mameli wasn't Zeichet for you, so Mameli I can take it back. But over here, he was his Shliach, he made him a Shliach to pick up the coats. So Mameli said, this is a schus, that it should be by this shliach. So therefore, they can't demand anymore that he should return it to them.